a big problem. And this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite. You're
called an anti-Semite.
Don't raise your voice.
Go, 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 go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
It might not be the sensible thing. Like, our critical thinking skills have been completely hijacked over a number of years, along with our language, right?
Yeah.
And so whenever you say truth, truth becomes extremely subjective. It should not surprise us that our Constitution is worth nothing more than, I'm hesitant to say toilet paper.
We're going to switch gears a little bit here. Let's talk COVID. Let's talk injections being, in my opinion, falsely referred to as vaccines. Why does Trump continue to push these things?
Well, I think that he believes that there was a vaccination solution to what was presented to him as a pandemic. I think in many times the president has been the product of what he's been told. And when the people surrounding him don't tell him everything, nobody can make good decisions without all the information. On the other thing, I think the president can strike a blow for freedom right now by simply saying, whether or not you take the vaccination should be up to the individual. Mandatory vaccinations are unacceptable. Each person must decide for themselves and for their families whether they want to proceed with this vaccination. Unfortunately, I think the president believes that warp speed is a great accomplishment and the vaccination is safe.
Well, you see tyranny coming in, not even in a drip now. It's coming in a full-blown rush. And it's great that you mentioned Donald Trump being silenced, because if they can silence the president of the United States, what do you think they can do to the rest of you? Anything they want. And not only did people not freak out about it, you had a lot of people cheering them on. You had the media cheering on the idea that the government can silence anyone. The media that's supposed to be the arbiter of truth, the arbiter of free speech, is really just a gatekeeper for the government's propaganda.
They'll lightly touch at it, but they have never once really put out a definitive point that I've made and said this was incorrect and here's why. They are the ones spreading the misinformation. Our White House, our government is lying to America. Fauci is lying to America and the world. But in many ways, it's desperation, right? I mean, it's like anything else. We've all been in sports. We all grew up, whether you're a boxer or you're a soccer player, you're a tennis player. You know that if you can get your opponent so, behind the ball and off balance, that they just start screaming and raging and breaking their racket on the ground. That's what we have in the president of the United States now, in Tony Fauci, in our health departments. They are so frustrated that we just didn't buy this experimental toxic chemical product, hook, line, and sinker. 50% of America said, no way, I'm not doing it. And now they're desperate. Now they're going to start attacking the people that were bringing the truth.
If you take a look at chemical and engineering news, there's these non-peer-reviewed journals, we call them rags in the industry. Every industry has it. And it's basically, you know, the whales of the industry, the who's who, and they just kind of brag about what they're doing. So this article talks about the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that are in all the COVID-19 vaccines. And there's four lipids, and I'll go over this. So the first lipid is cholesterol. And that's our body loves cholesterol. It makes it go through the blood. Then there is a phospholipid. The phospholipid adheres to the cell membrane, so that allows permeability to enter the cell membrane. There's an ionizable lipid, so that gives it a positive ionic charge to help penetrate the mRNA to get into the cell. And then there's the pegylated lipid. And so the reason why they created these is because mRNA is very unstable, whether it's synthetic or zoonic, which means it's from an animal, you know, or human. It's very unstable. 80 degree weather kills it. Sunlight kills it. If you breathe on it, it dies. I mean, and the researchers all say this. It rarely gets past the nasopharynx area of any healthy individual. It's just, you know, your saliva kills it. It cannot survive on its own. So it needed this kind of biosphere that they created for it. And that's why we have these four lipids, and then they put the graphene oxide. Now, what's interesting about the graphene oxide is that it's 4,000 times stronger than titanium and can withstand 1,700 degree Fahrenheit temperature. So we took this very unstable virus, single helix virus, and we made it indestructible, they made it indestructible.
In the analysis by Rose and colleagues, which was published in the American Journal of Public Health Science, Policy, and Law, Rose analyzed this, and it looks like the non-fatal events that are reported in VAERS go along four major organ systems. One is the brain, one is the heart, then the immune system, and the hematologic system. It appears my analysis of this is that, for instance, the cardiac myocarditis, which now there's an official FDA warning on this, that appears to be relatively immediate in the data that the CDC and NIH reviewed and FDA reviewed. It was in about 2 days of the second shot, it really blossoms. And I've seen these cases in my clinic, and they're frightening. The CDC now has certified 2,000 of these cases. They tend to hit younger individuals, men more than women, associated with chest pain, elevations in troponin, EKG changes, reductions in heart pumping function seen by echocardiography. And we have to use heart failure medications, have patients have no physical activity, and then try to prevent the development of heart failure and cardiac death. There's already been a case that went all the way to complete heart failure transplantation and then died afterwards. That's in the VAERS system. So the cardiac appears to be relatively immediate. What I'm worried about is I've never seen myocarditis cases where the cardiac troponin stays markedly elevated for weeks, for a month. You know, I have a case where we're going into our second month now. I'm becoming very worried that the messenger RNA or the adenoviral DNA is taken up and it's not disposed of, and that the spike protein is continuing to be produced locally in the tissues and causing damage. Senator Johnson held the first vaccine injury program press briefing, and I was amazed at what the late onset and the emergence of the neurologic syndromes that you mentioned. And it really depends. We know that lipid nanoparticles now are taken up into the brain. The messenger RNA and adenoviral DNA is taken up into the brain. And it probably depends on how much and where the seeding occurs. Not every cell can take up this material, but there must be a mosaic of cells. And so I have a patient in my practice who has a prominent cerebellar syndrome, the base of the heart, where she has imbalance and also has tremendous memory loss, tremor. She is absolutely not right, Stu. And I can tell you, I had her 10 years in my practice and she was perfectly normal. She took the vaccine, and within about a month, and now it's progressing for the next 3 months, she has this horrific neurologic syndrome.
Carlos, is there a way to protect my money? I mean, a lot of my money is right here. What do I do when the power grid goes down? Am I going to have access to it? Am I going to lose everything? What about my electronically stored funds in my 401k?
Yeah, it's a great question, Stu. Thanks for having me. We're getting a lot of calls on, you know, what happens if the market crashes or the power grid goes out. A, The dumbest thing you can do is buy silver and gold and make it your retirement plan. That is not a retirement vehicle. It's just an asset allocation to hedge yourself in case the market goes down. Right now, you and I know that, you know, they want to keep on pumping this market. It's artificially inflated. So gold and silver look for it to go down for the rest of the year as they pump up the stock market. They want Biden to look like the all be all. Secondly, if you have investments right now, you need to be calling your financial institutions and asking them, what is your protocol if there is a blackout?
Right. It's absolutely true, actually. They are ushering in and having a system where they're bringing thousands, tens of thousands of students, school-age children into arenas to vaccinate them at a mass level. But the one caveat, they want to make sure parents are not included in that vaccination, that mass vaccination. So they're herding children in there and making sure that parents are not allowed. Let's play this clip so we can see right from the horse's mouth.
I want to stress that to the mums and dads, your children will be well looked after inside when they arrive. They'll be literally ushered. We'll have nurses, we'll have some of the youth command, we'll have some of the young police from the various operations within police there just to guide them through as to where they go. They'll be looked after every moment inside the stadium, and they'll be well cared for. So mums and dads feel secure.
Yeah.
We've got about 24,000 students we're aiming to get through next week. The messages will come out this week. And the opportunity is there, but really you've got to take it, grasp it with both hands. I know if you talk to any of our Olympians, I'll tell you, you just got to grasp opportunity, and this is an opportunity, so don't waste it.
There's an opportunity. Just ask the Olympians.
Right, you just got to grasp that opportunity. They make it sound like, you know, it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and they're handing out golden tickets, and you just got to grasp that opportunity. It's a golden opportunity, they say. But it's so creepy that they say that your children are going to be well looked after. Well, if it's so safe and there's nothing sinister going on there, why are they not allowing parents to go in there and look after their own children?
So, I mean, these are some really serious times. And I mean, I feel like slippery slope is an understatement. This is all happening so quickly. And I predict that before long, the feds will be knocking on the door with a needle looking for my kids. Do you feel like I'm overstating that?
No, not at all. And I will tell you why, because the rhetoric about this just keeps getting worse and worse. And when the dictator of America, I will not call him president. I will call him exactly what he is and what he's doing. Dictator Biden, comrade Biden, said to all of us, our patience is growing thin. And that's exactly what a dictator would tell you.
So in order to get the real answers and what's actually going on in Arizona, we go to Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers. So can you bring some clarity as to what it is that the deal that was signed specifically, and then if that's good or bad, and what you anticipate we're going to see on Friday?
Well, hi, everyone. Hi, Stu. I'm broadcasting to you from my home in Flagstaff, Arizona, northern Arizona. It is a good deal. I talked to President Fan yesterday at length just to get all of my questions answered, as you have the same questions as I did. And this is an agreement that was agreed upon a few days ago. And this gets us the routers. This gets us the Splunk logs. And we're very, very pleased. It's a win-win. President Fan, called every one of us individually to answer our questions. And really, it's late in the game, but we are prevailing. And you can also tell that we prevailed here because of the tweets that were put out by the Maricopa County Sheriff and one other Maricopa County official, I can't remember which one, that said, oh, I would never have gone for this. So they know that we have what we need.
I'm right. So that means they're lying. They're lying to us about the Johnson & Johnson, about not having nanolipid particles or anything of that substance. And it does. And in the Johnson & Johnson, they also had colors appeared. Their colors were different. They were like a fluorescent pastel kind of color. Again, a lot of synthetic structures in there as well. In the Johnson & Johnson, more like the spherical ring structures were there, a lot of sphere structures. These, I'm describing what I'm seeing, but I've never seen anything like this before. And they're not supposed to be in these injections they're falsely calling vaccines. What are they going to do to somebody? What are they going to do to a child?
It's horrific.
I started crying when I saw these, second time under the microscope, because it was confirmation of everything I saw the first time.
If I were what looking into a microscope at something that I was told was a vaccine to promote health and safety, and some self-aware tentacle equipped creature started moving, I would probably run out of the laboratory. I mean, that's just me. I'm not scared of a lot, but that is scary that is going into the blood of global citizens. And you're right. They want to push this into our children.
Oh, yes.
We have to understand the root cause of everything that's going on. Otherwise, we won't understand what's going on. For example, when this all started, we had a new puzzle to put together. And the puzzle manifests in different phenomena, different observations, different pieces here and there. But now, in retrospect, over 2 years almost, we could put together a very accurate picture. And let's go through each puzzle piece. Life-saving medication that clearly worked had been proven that they reduce hospitalization and death by 85% if used in the right way. That information is still being suppressed to this day, to such a degree that the NIH website recommendations right now for the treatment of COVID is don't treat COVID unless the patient is in the hospital with an oxygen level less than 92. This is today's recommendation of the NIH, National Institute of Health. So if you just stop there and just think about that, in lieu that there are dozens of studies that are telling you if you treat early, you get an 85% reduction in hospitalization and death, you have to ask yourself, what is this government agency saying or doing or telling us?
Well, they're telling us that you have to be blue in the lips before you're going to get any treatment whatsoever. I mean, obviously. And then, furthermore, they're telling these doctors, as we've heard from multiple whistleblowers, that the only acceptable treatment is remdesivir and a ventilator.
This lady, she's a very liberal progressive in Washington State. She goes out, and for years now, it goes out to these people on these shelters and stuff that they can't vote. And she, they don't have access to voting. So she got all the stuff, the ballots and everything, to be sent to them. They all came to all of her shelters this last election, but none of the ballots showed up. None of the ballots showed up. Well, then she checked a few weeks after the election. Well, here all them people had voted, but they didn't really vote. Once again, they used their names. They used their names. It's just horrific.
Well, as for the Stu Peters Show, we will not shut down the opportunity for Lynn Wood to defend himself. And he joins us now. Lynn, welcome, and thank you for coming.
Stu, good morning or good afternoon, wherever we are. I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak on this subject. And I want to thank you for all you're doing to bring truth to the American public. You are to be commended, my friend.
Thank you. I can't imagine doing anything else in these times. So first of all, as for the bail, the money was raised by Fight Back. The accusations made by Kyle that you had a hand in leaving him sit in jail for an extended period of time. To these things, what say you?
Absolutely, unequivocally false. Never happened.
Peter Brimelow is the founder of VDare, and he's their editor-in-chief. He joins us now. Peter, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu. It's a great honor.
How important is this case?
I mean, if this ruling stands, government, local governments will have the right to simply shut down speech that they don't like by withdrawing announcement they're not going to defend it. And it flies in the face of litigation that goes right back to civil rights era. The cities are obliged to defend unpopular speakers, no matter how unpopular they are. Our first lawyer on this case was so confident that it was just a slam dunk that he took it on contingency. He never expected the city of Colorado Springs to put up the fight they did, but they have done. And, as you say, we're astonished that we've had to go this far. But we have filed with the Supreme Court. It went in on Monday. It cost us $25,000. We're just going to fight it out to the end.
Yes, Stu, there are a couple of movements at the moment in Australia. We have what's called the Velvet Revolution, which is trying to restore the original constitution and remove the corporation that is our government out of power. Now, they claim that they have served our government with documents for treason. Multiple government buildings were served with these documents and issued with notices of trespass late of last year. We did see footage of police removing those documents immediately after, but they claim that that was not a legal act. And we're waiting for more information as to what has been the result of the government being served with these documents of treason.
According to Trudeau, the people at the protest are anti-Semitic, anti-Black, transphobic, homophobic, fringe minority, terrorists, misogynists, and racists all at once. The reality on the ground is always quite opposite, according to the mainstream media, otherwise known as the fake news. The reality is, this isn't just a protest of truckers. This is a protest of truckers, farmers, tow truck drivers, tradesmen, and just Canadian citizens in general. This is a protest that had over 2.5 million people show up to Ottawa. And it didn't matter their race, their ethnicity, their gender, their religion. They were there for one purpose, to get our freedoms back.
I went into the conference area where they were having the convention, and I found their conference schedule, which tells a lot of crazy different activities that these Satanists are doing during these conventions.
What are they doing?
So they have different activities. They have... they teach classes on why abortion is a fundamental right for the Satanists. They're teaching abortion-related propaganda at Satan conventions, where they're working on becoming a pharmacy so that they can provide their members with abortion pills. They've also worked through different loopholes in the Texas abortion ban last year by claiming that abortion is a satanic and religious ritual. So these guys, they're always trying to find loopholes in different legal systems in all around the country to get their way, essentially.
So is Satanism really a thing, actually, even? I mean, do they actually, like, summon Satan? Do they believe in worshiping the devil? Is that what they're doing? Or is this just a way of infiltrating the political sphere to, you know, force people into believing that it's normal to butcher babies?
Yeah, now you may not catch this specific sect of Satanists practicing dark energy rituals in the woods, but they're still doing some very evil stuff behind the scenes. They have a division of the Satanic Temple where they're essentially using the Freedom of Information Act to dox conservatives and religious doctors, forcing them to resign or lose their license just for being Christian.
But listen, to the point when you see like something, oh, they bombed the hospital, like, did they? Because after about the 50th time they've lied to us, I've got a problem. And what I'm shocked about is how many people wised up to COVID and then are falling for the exact same thing. It's the same people. The yellow and blue profile pic, you go back and they have their, I got my vaccine, I'm wearing a mask. It's the same people. It's kind of interesting how it shouldn't be a political thing, but here I am arguing with hippies on why starting a nuclear war to cover up the deep state's crimes is a bad idea.
So tell us about some of the footage and pictures that you have found and exposed.
Well, obviously, the Ghost of Kyiv was an amazing one, it being a video game and all. But the problem was that was released by the Ukrainian official verified Twitter account, which didn't get hit for misinformation, which last time I looked, it was still up. And then they did themselves a big disservice. I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with that, or Snake Island, or these couples kissing that are from a movie. I mean, it goes on and on. Video game footage, explosions from China. I saw some of these before. I wised up to it. And I think they did themselves the biggest disservice, because the people that would have believed it, you know, oh my gosh, we gotta, you know, go fight Russia, or like, that was a lie. I'm like, yeah, and so is this, and so is this, and so is this. And for the most part, I think conservatives have kind of wisened up to it. But like I said, it's the same mask Nazi maniacs. They are all about this, and they don't want to hear facts. They'll call you a liar, the fact checkers themselves. Have you seen some of the things they've written? It's quite insane.
Yeah, like, it's hard to keep up with, actually. And you remember the footage, the still image, the photo of George W. Bush standing at ground zero, right? And he had the bullhorn and he had his arms around the firefighter and he was there and he was saying, whoever did this, you know, yeah, I can hear you. Remember, the whole world hears you. And whoever did this, the whole world will hear from the whole world soon, or whatever it was that he said. Remember that? I mean, it was famous. It was there. It was like this image of inspiration. Like, we need to go and we need to kick.
right now. Everybody is united. We are behind this effort. Let's go find them and bomb the hell out of and kill everybody that was involved with this thing. Turns out the pictures of Zelensky with his body armor on, and he's going to stay there and he's going to fight. Same enemy, different scene.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? If you're like many Americans taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Goldco offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU.
Throughout history, the spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year. It's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy. This is where we're at right now. We don't have a right to complain if you're funding the big woke banks, the investment managers, if you're funding all these companies that believe against your values, if they're killing babies, if they have the woke agenda, if they're pro-LGBT, then you own that company. What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investment so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries. And number five, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest, that aligns with your values, that aligns with your beliefs, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, and that we can honor God, country, and family. Give us a call, 813-448-3446.
Basically, they want to put venom in you. When we started out in March and telling people about that the vaccine that's coming around was going to be demonic, if you look at, if you go online and Google actually creating of the COVID vaccine, put COVID vaccine and Luciferus, you will see that the name of the beast is in there. But when I watched Dr. Your expose, I was like, this is so true. I mean, the science is there, everything is there. And if we, and I've been taking care of a lot of COVID patients, there's something that most COVID patients say is that when they get COVID, feel like something is sitting on their chest. It's almost like a demonic possession.
And that's my challenge to you. Go out and find like-minded people and start assembling in town hall style meetings and decide, what type of government do you want to live under? That is your right. It's how our original Constitution was created. The men at Independence Hall, they weren't picked by anybody to create a new Constitution. They were originally only going to discuss ways to reform the Articles of Confederation. But then they decided that a full new Constitution was warranted and created it on their own. But it was so much better than the original that they successfully convinced all of the states to adopt it. You could do the same thing in Missouri right now.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go eat.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this, and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event. One in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
And I think what I really want to make clear here is that we have to walk away from the
from the paradigm of trusted leaders inside of the movement who we have looked to for reliable information. These are the people talking about a virus, a respiratory virus, something that was contagious from one person or another that they called SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. That's just emphatically untrue. That's not what happened here. And people talking about lab leaks and bats and pangolins really have to understand that we have to actually take the rhetoric from fringe to mainstream so that people understand, quite simply, there's just no threshold for death at all whatsoever. And so lab leaks, viruses, you know, bats, pangolins, Wuhan, China, the COVID-19 safe and effective, quote, vaccine narrative. No, these are weapons of biowarfare. And Karen Kingston's been on my program multiple times. She brings the actual receipts. This is in Pfizer's documentation. This is written on the patents, by the U.S. government, that these are weapons of biowarfare. Gain of function is not a thing. This is a weaponized virus. The reason why we haven't been able to isolate this virus in the wild, not even once, is because there's literally over 25 different genetic sequences. These things have been aerosolized. They've been put in the things that we consume, food, water. We are actually under attack.
He had one of those personalities where you felt completely loved by him the minute you were interacting with him. I think it's a huge loss to the world, both in terms of him being somebody that was a truth teller, somebody that was absolutely dedicated towards humanity. And I think crucial during this time, I think one of the things that I've been seeing on my social media is just how many people say he was the person that made them skeptical of this entire bioweapon attack from the beginning. It was him. He opened the eyes. He spoke in a rational, methodical, truthful way, and he was believable. And he saved a lot of lives.
There's information on MK Ultra needs to come out. I appreciate this.
Yeah, of course. So just like me, you have, of course, been smeared. You Google Kathy O'Brien, all you get is negative hit pieces calling you a conspiracy theorist and a liar. To these people, to these articles, to those who may not believe you, what would you say?
Well, I'm no stranger to censorship, and I'm certainly no stranger to those kind of smear campaigns, because when Mark Phillips, who is an intelligence insider, rescued my daughter and me right out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp in 1988, people did not have a point of reference for human trafficking, for mind control. They didn't know what the pedophile agenda was about. You know, so people have been waking up for a long time to the reality of MKUltra mind control, its pervasiveness among individuals like myself, and also the way it's being used to make a compliant nation and ultimately a compliant world for what Adolf Hitler, George Bush, and Joe Biden term the New World Order.
What I find in one drop of blood is outrageous, and it literally grows like a cancer, like a tumor. And even I've been speaking with Richard Hirschman. He's been seeing, you know, all of these enormous clots up to 33 inches long, and this is a rubber-like substance that grows like cancer.
You're talking about the white fibrous substance clots that died suddenly, our documentary helped to make so famous.
Absolutely. And we analyzed those clots. And guess what? We analyzed clots from vaccinated living individuals and unvaccinated living individuals. All have the same near-infrared signature spectroscopy. And what that means is that these are just simply different forms of assembly. So the worst are the deceased clots that have no blood in them anymore. They have completely changed into a polymer network, versus the ones that are still living. They still have some red blood cells in there, but as I filmed, they're using the blood to create this network.
We take this very seriously, sir. Not one word. Not one word from my government. No condolences. No, we will look into this. We will investigate this. Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm just left out to dry, like Sean didn't even exist.
Well, he did. He did, and he still does, and his legacy will be forever. Nobody can take that away from you.
Yep.
I'm so happy that you were able to muster the strength to be here, and hopefully this was therapeutic in some way, that you're able to talk to these people They'll hear you.
It is. It is. It's because of people like you that I get to talk about, Sean. I can't thank you enough, Stu. This is a great opportunity for the world to learn about a precious boy who was so innocent and so pure and so kind. Never said a swear word in 17 years. He was just a perfect son. And you've given me a chance to talk about him and tell the world about my Sean. I appreciate you.
The type of person that Sean was is a direct reflection of you and the work that you put in and the example that you led by. And that can't be done through words. That has to be done through the way that you walk, the fruit that your tree bears, your lifestyle, the way that you present yourself, the way that you carry yourself, and the strength that you have. And that's what's going to get you through this, along with Jesus, along with God. And, you know, this happened to Sean for a very specific reason. This was God's plan. Don't always understand his plan. His plan isn't always fair. His plan causes all kinds of pain. But I believe that your story is going to save other children. And that's something that I think too, that you should thank God for every day. I know that we do.
I do.
Dan, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, they're almost more dangerous because in farming, there's something called the Judas goat, where it's the goat that you train to bring the other ones to slaughter. So that level of trust that people have where it's like, oh, they're fighting for us. It's like, they're really not. And the one thing that people can rest assured about is they're going to be replaced. Like ChatGPT and all these things, they can algorithmically replace shills. And so people like yourself, myself, a bunch of other people that actually have opinions and free will and say what's on their mind, even if it rubs people the wrong way, we're actually going to be the last men standing because AI can't mimic and recreate us, you know? And so that's why I'm very hopeful for the future, is because we're not following the script.
What are the chances the same incident commander for the Las Vegas shooting, where we had no answers to any of our questions, where the media dropped the story in 2 weeks, is also the guy in Maui, you know, bumbling things again? Now, when I did my documentary, I spent half a year. I read every police report, every FBI report. I watched all the body cam footage, listened to every 911 call. If this guy is the incident commander, there is no universe he didn't also see all the other people seeing gunmen and hearing different gunshots and seeing people with guns and helicopters. And there's no way this guy doesn't know something's wrong with the official narrative. And yet here he is in Hawaii with no answers yet again. I mean, how many times is this supposed to happen?
They'll get sick with this imaginary, completely fake virus or other invented variant should not dictate whether or not your kids get to breathe oxygen in public school. And so what that means is we can't just be resistant. We have to actually take the fight in an offensive mode now. And we have to move forward looking for indictments. We need like one sheriff. So I know that we've been calling for it. Attorneys general, one attorney general, one prosecutor, one DA, one grand jury somewhere.
Rand Paul's criminal referrals on Fauci.
These people are going to come at us again with the idea that they have cornered the market on science. Science has become completely fake. The people who believe in Dick Levine, this monster that looks like, I don't even, some abomination. This is a woman. These are the people who are going to tell us that they know the science, that they know the variants, that they know the immunology, that they know the medicine, that they know the psychological response. These are the clowns that have murdered our children. People like John Kerry, AI Gore, who live in these massive mansions that are burning down houses in Maui with direct energy weapons. Somebody's going to have to prove me wrong on that. Power bills in the thousands of dollars monthly. They don't believe race exists until it's time to exterminate white people. October and November, the season that we used to call autumn or flu season, is now COVID season. They're putting this stuff in the flu shots. All of this, somebody's got to prove me wrong on that too. These things that you have been a conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones, for since, you know, decades ago, are all now conspiracy truths. You've been vindicated more than anybody. A hashtag that trends commonly, Alex Jones was right.
I started in sports media. I'm still somewhat interested in that. And I still talk to individuals that are in the sports media. I mean, look, never has this trend of athletes with the blood clots and the cardiac arrests and the fainting and everything else. I mean, never, never. And anybody who follows sports would be honest about that if they're going to be honest. And so I know they're noticing this stuff. I don't know how they're avoiding it as a topic, but this is an unavoidable thing to notice. I mean, it's every day. Player blood clot canceled. Player heart attack dies. Player cardiac arrest retired. I mean, so it's just overwhelmingly an everywhere situation.
The UN has a kind of reputation for being, you know, promoting peace and diplomacy and goodwill among nations. And it still has that reputation. So people are not looking very carefully at what they're actually doing. Anything these days having to do with pandemic planning, you know, they're after your wallet and your autonomy. So it's a power grab, essentially. And they get away with it because they've got a good reputation and people are not watching very carefully. As far as I know, Brownstone's the only venue that's run anything about this. And you're the only show that seems to be covering it.
Well, it's a narrative that was created basically to give groups like the ADL total power over our culture, over what gets said on the internet and so on and so forth. This also basically total power over the Biden administration. I wrote an article at the beginning of the Biden administration, taking the basis from it, from an article in, I think, the Jerusalem Post, where they talked about Biden's minion. That's 10 people you need to have in order to have a service at a synagogue. And I was rebuked for saying that by someone who sent me a picture of 457 Jews in the Biden administration. It's pretty obvious now that Joe Biden can't get out of a press conference without tripping or falling or finding the exit. So someone else is in charge. And I'm saying it's not Biden's minion. It's those 457 Jews who came up with what is the most, Biden's term, the most comprehensive plan to combat anti-Semitism in American history.
Praised by the media. They see corporate media going with all these official stories, the hospital being blown up. And people go, whoa, what's that about? So I get what you're saying, that surely Israelis have done war crimes. They've done terrible things. I've covered it myself before. People say, oh, my God, this old Alex Jones video, it's terrible. No, against Israel. I've always said that. I always say what Israel does is wrong. Then I say what the Muslims do. See, I'm just trying to be fair about Stu. Do we really want tens of millions of Muslims here? Do we really think they're compatible? We know Islam wants to take over. So what I'm saying is, Israel's like the best house in a bad neighborhood. I don't want to be involved with Israel. I don't want aid to Israel. I'm sick of it. And I don't know why the Israel lobby wants our borders open. They're saying at Breitbart, bring in millions of refugees. I think you probably say no, right, Stu? So what I'm saying is there's other calculus beyond that. You're a smart guy. What's your take on it?
My take is we shouldn't be involved at all.
I agree.
At all. There should be no aid going to Israel or to Taiwan or to Ukraine or to anywhere else.
Or to the West Bank.
And these people are allowed to say whatever they want to say, and they can nuke you right off the internet. You know better than anybody about being nuked off the internet.
Well, I mean, I've been nuked for criticizing China. That's what Elon Musk won't allow.
So this Zionism is how we get people like the ADL exercising supremacy in the media space. They're better than you. You can't say anything bad about them. They'll punish you and deem you to be...
At about 6 o'clock in the evening, I just heard from one person on Twitter that there was a hurricane near Acapulco. I was a little surprised because I hadn't known about anything. I started watching on some of the weather sort of things with like people who track these sort of storms. And very quickly, it went from a tropical storm to a Cat 1 to a Cat 2 to a Cat 3 to a Cat 4 in a couple of hours. And I went on all kinds of sites where they talk about these things, and everyone was shocked. They said, how did our models miss this? Then they said, it looks like it might turn into a Category 5 pretty soon, and it's headed straight towards Acapulco. And they said, by the tracking, it looks like it's going to hit at 6 in the morning. So I tried to warn everyone I could that evening in Acapulco. Hardly anyone listened to me, but it was still, no one was talking about it. Everyone I talked to in Acapulco said they hadn't heard about it. Everything was fine there. I must have the wrong information. And then the storm actually hit just after midnight. So it went from nothing to a Cat 5 in a matter of hours. There was no one talking about it anywhere in the world, including the media. And hit into Acapulco at a Cat 5. It's actually the biggest, by far the biggest storm that's ever hit Mexico.
Because you bomb everything. Commercial property, residential property, hospitals, schools, churches, mosques. Nothing is safe. Unbelievable. Oh, it's okay. It is not okay to blow up someone's house.
And first of all, I just have to say, I think you did a tremendous job on Alex Jones. I covered it, as you said, on my Rumble stream. And it's interesting because I actually went out on InfoWars earlier in the year, I think maybe just a few weeks ago, and we sort of had the same discussion about Israel, specifically about Israel and Gaza and their influence over our country. And so it was actually really incredible to see somebody step up like yourself and go on that show and debate him, because notoriously, this is one issue that he's very uncomfortable talking about. So I thought you did an amazing job. And my hat's off to you. And as you know, and as you said in my introduction, it does take a little bit of courage to speak on this issue, because it is the one third rail outside of almost anything else that you're not allowed to talk about. And people talk a lot about political incorrectness and what we're allowed to say and what we're not allowed to say and censorship. But this is the one issue that even the so-called censored people won't even touch. Alex Jones is considered among the most censored. He won't even talk about it. So it does take a lot of courage to go out there and speak on this issue, because there are repercussions.
You mentioned globalists, right? People are always talking about they are out of control. They are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? And when you really step back and take an honest look at every single level of our federal bureaucracy, there's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. And it's the one thing that'll get you nuked off the face of the planet. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll get your Twitter shut down. It'll get you kicked off of Rumble. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration. So if that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about. One country, one entity, one group of people is infiltrating every single level of our bureaucracy. We have United States Congress people that can't even swear an oath to the Constitution and take office here to do the bidding of the people of the United States of America until they get the blessings of the nation state of Israel. That's a scary thought. During their arrest. Yeah, here we are. We have political prisoners, prisoners of war in our nation's capital on U.S. soil right now as we speak, being isolated, being tortured. For what? For exercising their First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and to petition the government to redress their grievances. Ryan Samsel is calling in now live from the D.C. Gulag. Ryan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
For having me. I want to say you did a really, really good job there, summing it up and letting the people know. I couldn't ask for a better, transparency on my situation. That was great. I want to thank you for having me as well. Everything you said there is extremely accurate. And I want people to know that Karen Rockland, the AUSA in this case, she was the one who ordered these hits. And let's not forget, her field office is in Miami. So if anybody's in the Miami field office, feel free to call Karen Rockland at her office and let her know that the American people do know what she's doing. So if you want to ask me any questions, I feel free to ask, and I'll let you know anything you'd want to know, man.
What is the federal government doing to these January 6th patriots that are being held in these gulags all over the place? Are you the only one that's receiving this kind of treatment, or have others been stabbed and beaten and tied to chairs and forced to live in mop closets?
As far as all that, I don't know, but I'm not the only one. Like, that's my particular mistreatment, but there's mistreatments of all kinds going around. As far as what they'll do is they'll take it. So the January 6th is we're supposed to be segregated because of what the media had did to us. So they, people think that we're these extreme racists or bigot people. So they, by them poisoning the public, they put us on our own block. So what the government will do is they'll separate it for punishment. They'll take one January 6er and they'll put him on a block, on a population block until he gets stabbed. Like, for instance, when I was at Lewisburg Prison, Lieutenant Ordonez was upset with me because I tried to reach out to Congress, and he got mad at that. So what he did was he transferred me to Brooklyn and put me on the gang unit block. And eventually I basically was fighting 3 to 4 times a week there. So they do it indirectly, and that's what they do still.
I mean, it just seems like pop culture is now being used as yet another weapon by our government, fake government, against the people as they've openly declared war on us.
Oh, that is true. And it's easy to do, right? Because when you see people like Miley Cyrus, you see people like Taylor Swift, and the first thing people do is say, well, it's not as bad as this other thing, so this is okay. What you don't realize is Taylor Swift, as you said, 280 million followers on Instagram, over 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Just between them alone, she has more people listening and following her than the population of this country. Not only that, the most important aspect is if you look at the views of her interviews that she has, her interviews get more views than most rappers' music videos, which means people are not only interested in her music, they take what she says as gold.
It's amazing that you're talking about this because if you look at Candace Owens, I think we're a position right now where they are about to try to make the expression Christ is King anti-Semitic. They're going to label that anti-Semitic. And I say, keep an eye out for that. That's coming down the pipe soon. But
let's put that on t-shirts,
you know, we're talking,
right away. Let's get that on t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. So, What I'm seeing is, like you're talking about, these heads of state. I mean, we just had Javier Milei, who wins the nomination in Argentina for all these libertarian values. And then immediately after he wins, all of a sudden, pictures are emerging, him crying, kissing the wall, him saying he wants to build the third temple. And you look at this Diddy thing, to go back to that, and it's like, what do Diddy and Epstein also have in common? This operation was taking place in the Virgin Islands, right? This is where all of these things seem to go down. And who is directly involved in Jeffrey Epstein's Virgin Islands, what is his little St. James scandal? Mossad. So not only do you have this happening on a cultural front here in the States, but you have it happening on an intelligence front. They are controlling everything. They are manufacturing culture in the United States, around the world. They are. This is why we answer to them, or at least you can see.
I'm at a loss.
We're all speechless. This the standard of society is below the floor at this point, and it has been like that for a while now. We know these things are happening, but to see them on video happening so casually, and to see not just, you know, 10 or 15 people watching this, but having hundreds of people participating in these events, in these fetish zones and things like that, it has gotten to a point where it is out of control. And shame on the San Francisco Police Department. I don't know what needs to be done about that. But they need to understand that they are about to face a hell of a lot of backlash if they continue allowing this behavior. And for the people who were at the parade, the hundreds of people who let their children go there, shame on them.
They should be arrested.
They put our president on trial. They convicted him of 34 felonies. And then they tried to assassinate him in broad daylight. What will they go after next? Your money? Your livelihood? I encourage you to diversify and to protect your savings with precious metals like gold and silver, money they can't easily control. That's why I always recommend the top-rated gold company on the planet, Goldco. They've helped people like you and myself place over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. And right now they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver if you qualify while supplies last. So go to StuLikesGold.com and get your bonus silver today. You'll also get a complimentary gold and silver kit that will arm you with the facts about precious metals. Once again, go to StuLikesGold.com or just call 855-706-GOLD. Again, that's 855-706-GOLD or StuLikesGold.com.
If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium.
Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience, and it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree and get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike gummies from the Zeleco Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions, too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement. It's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.